Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk here on Blog Talk Radio for today, October 1st. My name is Janice Tennell, and I am your host for this evening. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my sister Denise. Say hello, Denise.
Hello.
And tonight, as always, you can join our conversation here on Beauty Talk by calling in. And the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. You can also email us your questions and comments by sending an email to info@illusionsbeauty.com, and that's info@illusionsbeauty.com. Tonight in the giveaway, tonight in the chat room, my sister can tell you a little bit about our giveaway.
Tonight we're going to be giving away a luster lipstick from our Young Hollywood collection called Drew. It's named after actress and singer Drew Sidor, who was supposed to be our guest tonight, but unfortunately we're going to have to reschedule Drew because of a death in her label mate's family. One of her label mate's mother passed away, and so they're going to all come together and just be with her, you know, during this time. So we do understand that, and we will reschedule Drew for either next week or the week after. So let's all just continue to keep them in our prayers. But in honor of Drew, we're still going to give away the Drew Luster lip gloss. So that's going to be our giveaway tonight.
And speaking of the Drew Luster Lip Gloss, Drew happens to be a shade amongst one of six shades in a collection called Young Hollywood. And we named one of our Luster Lip Gloss collections after some young ladies in Hollywood that we, you know, that we know and that we've worked with that we felt were up-and-coming and rising stars. And Drew is amongst one of them, Drew Sidor. Then there's Megan for Megan Good. There is Lauren for Lauren London. And we have Malika. And we have Khadijah.
Right, from Malika and Khadijah Hawk, the twins from ATL, as well as Chloe, named for Chloe Kardashian.
So these were young ladies that, you know, that we know and that we've worked with, and that we just felt like were up-and-coming stars, and so we named Shades after them for this particular collection. This is the second collection of two. And the first one is our cinematic favorites, and we named after a couple of movies that we enjoy, kind of girly-type movies. And so check out our website for more information on those collections, and you can go to www.illusionsbeauty.com to find out more about that. But in the meantime, tonight's guest is Keir Duncan, owner of Size Revolution and creator-director of the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week. And Keir will be on really soon to talk about the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week. For those of you who don't know what the Queen or where the Queen City is Charlotte, North Carolina. And speaking of Charlotte, North Carolina, we, my sister and I of Illusions Cosmetics, we start our Illusions Beauty Tour tomorrow, October 2nd, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And tonight's show was really going to be based around that. We were going to be talking about the tour. We were bringing Keir on to talk about the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week, which is happening this week and this weekend. And we were going to have Drew on, who's going to also be in Charlotte tomorrow. So for those of you who are in Charlotte or live anywhere close to Charlotte, if you can come out, we're having a meet and greet at the House of Jazz, which is in the University Park area of Charlotte, and it's from 7 to 9 p.m. It's free. So come out, feel free to come out and talk with us, try out some products. There will be products for sale. We will have gift bags to give away while supplies last, so come out and join us for that. There was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, Maxie will be on the show a little bit later. And, you know, Maxie will be on to give his five-minute beauty segment, as always. And you can check Maxie out on Twitter, and he's known as Maxie. You can also check out Illusions Beauty on Twitter, and we're just simply at illusionsbeauty.com. We're Illusions Cosmetics, but on Twitter we are at Illusions Beauty.
So let's tell everyone about Greensboro as well. We Saturday, October 3rd, we're traveling to Greensboro. We're going to leave Charlotte and travel to Greensboro to have our event at the Basket Doodle Cafe, which is located, for those who are in Greensboro, it's located at 317 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, and that's in Greensboro, North Carolina. The phone number there is 336-574-3941. So if you want more information on that, you can either call the location or you can send an email to icbeautytour@gmail.com, and we can get some information out to you, or you can call us on our toll-free number at 866-436-6409. And for those people who are interested in Charlotte, let me give you the address for the Charlotte location. It's for our meet and greet at the House of Jazz. The House of Jazz is located at 8630 University Executive Park Drive, and that's in Charlotte. The phone number there is 704-377-0008, and that's more of a, you know, meet and greet, test out the products, you know, meet the owners, and just, you know, just come get to know us. We get to know you all, find out more about what you'd like to see from Illusions Cosmetics. You know, you get to try the products, take home a gift bag, and you know, we go from there. And then once we go to Greensboro, it's going to be more of, you know, touch and feel products again, but also we're going to be, you know, giving out beauty tips and doing little demonstrations of the product, things like that.
And just so you know, because I've been posting it on Facebook, and I've had a lot of people that I went to college with, we went to North Carolina State, and that's located in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I had a few people reaching out saying, hey, are you coming to Raleigh? So For those of you who are in North Carolina, we will be doing Raleigh sometime in 2010. We just haven't scheduled an actual date yet. But also, we have plans for an event in Baltimore during the holiday. So in sometime in December, we are planning an event, a big beauty event in December. So we'll have more details on that here in Baltimore. And then also in December, now the Baltimore event will be a little closer to Christmas, but before the Baltimore event will be Memphis during the Mid-South Women's Conference on the 12th and 13th. We're bringing the tour to Memphis, Tennessee. So look out for that for those of you who are in Memphis or anywhere close to Memphis. Then we have plans for Los Angeles, probably early March for Los Angeles. And then right after Los Angeles, also in March, we have plans for Tucson, Arizona, and that will take place at the Divinity Hair Salon in Tucson and Nigel's Beauty Emporium in Los Angeles. Then we have plans also for Atlanta, possibly Houston, and possibly Miami. So stay tuned for that. For those of you who have friends and family in those areas, please let them know about it, and we will definitely keep you posted. Also, just keep a watch out on our website, www.illusionsbeauty.com. Also, on the press page, you'll find more information as the date of the tour. Look out on Facebook. We have a Facebook group page. You can check that out, and soon coming will be a Facebook fan page. Look out for posts on Twitter. We're going to always be throwing some information out there on Twitter. And also my sister and I both have our personal Facebook and personal Twitter pages, so, you know, you can follow us and find out what's going on. So in the meantime, I wanted to ask my sister, because I've been noticing, speaking of Twitter, she's been putting out some tweets about being on the set of Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns. So I just wanted to have her share a little information about what the last episode's about. I saw something about Sheila East being on set. I'm sorry, Sheila E. being on set. And then I saw something about Jasmine Lewis, who on Twitter is at Jasmine's World, singing Amazing Grace on set. So I just wanted to hear a little bit more about that. And I know that you did Jasmine's makeup. So just tell us a little bit about Jasmine's look on the show.
Well, Jasmine was actually playing the role of a stripper on that particular episode. And I don't know who all watched Meet the Browns, but basically one of the main characters, Colonel Jackson, was getting married, and Mr. Brown was throwing him a bachelor party. And so one of the guys at the bachelor party, which is a young guy named Derek, he's a college student. He's like a friend of the Brown family. He was helping Mr. Brown, and you know, he decided to get a stripper, and Mr. Brown didn't know about it. And so Jasmine's character was the stripper, and she comes, you know, dressed in her outfit, but she has, you know, she has on a trench coat. And so she comes in the kitchen, and Derek leaves her in there. Mr. Brown happens to, you know, to walk in. And so they start a conversation. Well, basically, none of the men at the party knew that the stripper was coming. And most of the men at the party were deacons from the church. And so, you know, they weren't, you know, expecting anything like that or planning on anything like that. And so Mr. Brown, when, you know, she kind of reveals to him that she's a stripper and shows him her outfit or whatever, you know, he feels like he sinned because he saw a stripper and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really funny. But when she goes into the living room where all the men are, because at this point they've, you know, paid her money and they've agreed that, you know, it was okay to have the stripper. The men are ready and they're waiting and they're excited and waiting for her to come in. But Mr. Brown decides he wants to pray first. So he prays and, you know, and all that. And then, you know, after he prayed, his daughter Cora and one of the other leading actresses, Sasha, I'm sorry, not Sasha, but the actually bride-to-be, Edna walks in the door, and they were on their own little outing, you know, for her bachelorette party. And so they come back in because I think they had gone somewhere where they were gambling and they had run out of money. And so they come back in and they see this woman, you know, dressed like this stripper, and they're wondering who she is and all that. And so all of a sudden she starts to sing because Mr. Brown was about to confess that, oh, you know, I've sinned. You know, we have this stripper here and all this stuff. And so she starts to sing, and she sings Amazing Grace. And so at this point he's like really, really happy that she starts to sing and she doesn't like reveal, you know, he didn't have to reveal what was really going on. And so, you know, he just kind of, you know, starts doing this little praise dance and just doing the crazy things that Mr. Brown does. And so that, you know, basically that's what the whole episode was about. So it was really funny. So she really didn't, you know, strip or anything like that.
So what type of makeup look does she have?
Oh, sorry about that. I got so caught up in the episode, I forgot the makeup look. Basically, her makeup look, you know, it was pretty clean. The eyes were pretty dramatic. You know, she just the typical, basically what I always do for Jasmine, just a really pretty, clean look. But for this particular scene, it was, you know, pumped up a lot more. You know, so much more done to the eyes because, you know, because she was supposed to be a stripper, because it looked like, you know, we wanted her to look appealing to the men. And, you know, so we just, you know, we made her really beautiful, really, really pretty. She's beautiful anyway, so it's really not much you have to do to you know, to complement that. But we just really played with the eyes a lot with, you know, a lot of liner. And a lot of pretty eyeshadows. Her outfit was gold, so we did a lot of like gold and bronze and like, you know, black on the
eye. So you said basically a lot of what you normally do to Jasmine. So since you normally you do Jasmine's makeup quite often, what kind of products or Jasmine is oily, am I correct?
You said she's oily?
Yes.
I wouldn't say she's oily. Her skin is pretty normal. She can tend to perspire a lot when she's under the lighting, but I wouldn't necessarily say that she's oily. I think she's pretty normal, but she does perspire a lot when she's under the light.
Well, what are some products that you like to use on Jasmine?
I like to use like an eye primer on her just to help with, you know, keeping the shadows on because she does perspire a lot. You know, her lids can tend to get a little oily, a little moist. She gets very moist in the T-zone area. You can easily do a primer and some type of anti-shine, which she loves.
Right. The reason why I thought she was oily is because I know that she uses an anti-shine a lot. So that's why I assumed she was oily.
Well, sometimes I think people with their own skin can tend to confuse perspiration with oiliness.
Okay.
And, you know, they're not the same. Sometimes people, if you're oily, you're oily. You may look shiny, but when you perspire, that's just wet. You know, so sometimes people can kind of confuse the two, and so they may put the wrong products, you know, on their skin when they confuse the two. But her skin is pretty normal. I like to definitely use a lot of powder because I know she's going to perspire. And although sometimes when you use a lot of powder on her, it can tend to, you know, of course, give it that ghost effect, if you want to call it that. But because I know she's going to perspire, even, you know, just give her, like, you know, a good 15, 20 minutes before she even gets the set, I know her skin is going to start to warm everything up, and it's going to be beautiful. And I always say to her, you know, don't worry about how it looks right now. You know, give it a few minutes, and it's going to look like brand new skin because I know it's going to look beautiful once it sets, and it always does. It always does. So when I get to set, I don't really have to put a lot of powder on her to, like, you know, to like touch her up and all that, and using blot powders and all that. I'll tend to just kind of use tissue just to blot her. But then also I'll use the oil blotting sheets and just kind of press just to keep her from getting shiny. And it, her skin is beautiful. You don't really need to add any more powder to it. It's beautiful. You know, Jasmine is part East Indian, so she's got that skin tone that's, you know, sometimes it can be a little tricky when applying foundation, but as far as the color. And so sometimes, you know, people tend to go very green with her foundation, and I don't think you necessarily have to go very green. You do have to put just a little red in her foundation to kind of, you know, set it right, because you can go very green on the foundation, which she does, because she brought her own foundation and it was very green, and I had to go back and put a little red in it just to warm it up.
Okay. Well, we have Maxie on the line. Let me see. I'm having problems bringing them in. Hold on, Max. Hey, Maxie.
Oh, I was just listening in. I wasn't planning on coming in until 6:30.
Oh,
hi. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear me?
Yes, we did.
We didn't hear you.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was, like, talking to myself, walking around the house. So, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Who are you talking about, Jasmine?
Oh, Jasmine Lewis. He wanted to know who you were speaking of, Jasmine.
Jasmine Lewis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I have to say I've had trouble with East Indian skin myself.
Yeah, it can be very
tricky.
What kind of problems have you had, Maxie?
Well, in my kit, although I have all these things to blend any foundation into anything and neutralizers, you know, yellows and reds and greens and blues, my basic foundations never, ever, ever even closely match their skin.
Right.
And so, especially like trying to, I mean, concealing their bags and warming up their cheeks is always easy because I do just add a little red, but just to get their actual skin tone isn't easy.
No,
at
all.
I don't know why, but people, I don't think makeup companies really cater to East Indian women, like in the product line.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I mean, I remember MAC has a really, like, green, it's like, there's this powder MAC has that's always perfect, this one powder. I could go dig through my kit right now, but.
Is it NC50?
Probably. It never, ever, no matter how many times I've tried to put it on a woman, of like a black woman or a dark Latin woman, this powder is just like green. Wait, I'm going to look at it right now. I'm going to look it into my kit to tell you what it is. So I didn't really have a subject I was going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to talk about whatever y'all were talking about. I didn't really come up with subject matter for today. I mean, of course, I have tons to talk about because I could just talk about anything. But I was eavesdropping. My plan today was to eavesdrop on what you guys were talking about, and then you were like, Maxie's on the line.
Well, we can continue to talk about this East Indian skin, but in the meantime, we're waiting for our guest. Kier Duncan to come on. She's the owner of Size Revolution, and she's the creator and director of the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week. So we want her to come on and talk to us about that, and she should be on.
Ooh, how exciting. Okay, so when she comes on, I'll just get up.
No, you can stay on if you want. As a matter of fact, she's on the line. I just have to bring her in. You can stay on.
I found the powder. It's
tell us about the powder, and Kier will be with you in a moment.
It's C50.
C50?
Yeah.
Yeah, C50 or NC50?
It's C50.
C50.
It's almost like dirt. It's like dirt.
Yeah, yeah, but NC50 is pretty close to that too.
Yeah.
It's very green.
So now, how did, by the way, just real quick, how did Charlie's interview go last week?
It was wonderful. We told her we want her to back on, and as a matter of fact, we're going to do a show with you and Charlie and ourselves and maybe a couple other people when we're going to do our little red carpet review.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all these award shows coming up soon.
Oh, great. So did my name come up? Did she say how much she loves me?
Of course she did.
Of course, Maggie.
Everybody.
Okay, just making sure. Anyhow.
Everybody in the chat room looks forward to you calling in every week, Maxie.
Oh, yay. Hi, people in the chat room. Okay, so I'm excited to listen to what's going on with our special guest.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring her in.
Oh, that I'm listening to. I'm not.
Hi. You're just
with us. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, it's Kiki. I'm sorry, we were just finishing up the show.
Oh, it's okay. Can you talk
Uh-oh.
Now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, my sister and I are both on the line, and we're joined by makeup and hair artist Maxie, who always joins us every week. So we're just all excited to hear about what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to go to a more quiet location.
Okay.
Can I go over here? Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay,
I'm here
hello.
Now. Because
okay.
I didn't know you didn't want all that background.
Okay.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Maxie, now remember that day
yes.
you were doing the job on the beach?
Is that what it sounded like?
Yes.
Oh my God! Because it sounded like she was at a circus.
Almost. We're just finishing up an event.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing?
My name is Kiki Duncan. I am the owner and founder of Sars Revolution, and my company is in the process of presenting the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week here in Charlotte. We've had several events. Last night we had Curves and Cosmos, a real it was more of a meet and greet, and tonight we had an entertainment/fashion show. We had on Giselle Grayson is an R&B singer. She was formerly on tour with T.I. and T-Pain. We had some great spoken word artists come through. And then we also presented a fashion show tonight by a local designer, McFarlane, and her line is La Jarve Corday. So we have a lot of exciting things, and then we have even more things coming up tomorrow and Saturday.
So let me ask you, this local designer is for full-figure women?
Yes, she only does full-figure women. I met her some previous shows. She's an up-and-coming designer. She's very talented. She has some beautiful designs on the runway tonight. We did a mini show. So all of my designers mostly only do full-figure designs.
So I bet
well, you know what?
Girls.
You know what's crazy is I'm the first ever plus size male model. If you're interested.
Uh oh.
You mean you're considered plus size?
I am. I'm now a plus size male model. The first plus size male model.
Oh wow.
Well, anyhow, that was a joke. So now, in regards to, I am of course a plus size model, but I want to hear about. This show, now, the spoken word artists that came on, were they, were they poets, or, who were they? Because I'm really interested in that. I actually go see spoken word. Were they well-known people?
They are local artists here. One of the artists, she's a Christian artist. One, she auditioned for Monique's And she had a beautiful poem that she wrote about loving yourself and being plus-size. And then the other young lady just graduated from college here. And so they're up and coming, too. And it was, I mean, they had a few poems that blew me away.
Wow.
So
they usually do. Like, I always get really immersed into the, I can really relate to almost all of their angst. You know, I love the spoken word artists.
Yeah.
So, Kia, you're the creator and director of the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week. Now, is this the first year of this Fashion Week?
This is our first year. We're in a learning curve. We've had a lot of good, response behind it in this area because it's something that hasn't really been done in this community. We do have, like, the Charlotte Fashion Week, but of course, you know, they don't really feature and have a huge, you know, back and behind the full figure models and designers. So we decided to do something that really focused on the full figure community. That's why we didn't want to just do fashion shows this week. We decided to incorporate and do some also do some parties and events to kind of get some of these full-figure women out the house and to mingle with other people.
So how important is it for you, was it for you to even start this full-figure fashion week? I mean, I know you want to present full-figured women to the community, but how important was it for you to even create this? Did you feel like there was a big need?
It is a huge need. I mean, because a lot of times, it shows we're just a guest. We may have one scene in a fashion show, or we're very limited. We're not the stars of the show. And so what happens is the full-figure woman is, you know, they come to these shows and they can't relate to the other women that they see. Whereas in our show, where the average woman is really full-figured, we're really working to reintroduce the world to the average size woman.
Oh, wow.
You know what's great is that all the top modeling agencies now have a division for which they call plus size women. But the truth is, these women, a lot of them aren't even plus size. They're just regular sized women.
Mm-hmm.
Regular models are like beyond much thinner than the average woman. But every division, every agency, Wilhelmina, Ford, all of them have these plus-size divisions of these not really plus-size girls. And when a truly plus-size girl goes in there, they're like, oh, you're too big, or oh,
right.
You're too, it's still.
So what are they considering plus-size, like a size 8?
Yes, definitely. I have a girlfriend that actually went to a model call, I think it was Ford, Atlanta, or one of the major ones in Atlanta, and she was like a size 14, and they told her she needed to drop down one or two sizes in order for them to. They thought she was beautiful. She had the right height, but they thought she needed to slim down.
That
wow.
is so bizarre to me because guess what? That world, the size of the real woman, like, is so many different sizes. Like, there's the minority of women is a thin woman. Without any curves or whatever. That is, like, nowhere near a real woman. Like, if you count the women that are, say, you know, even size 16 or 18 or 20 or 24, there are women size 24 way more than there are women size 1 or 0.
Right.
True.
Right.
And so that's what's so crazy to me because they're not even being represented at all. You would think that a smart designer would come up with great fashions for these women because there's such a huge market for them and they don't have a lot of selection or choice out there. And there is a need for this, and it's so good that you're doing it.
I'm excited for the response. I'm very excited that people are responding to us in a positive light. We have had a lot of outpouring. It was very surprising because I did the Wendy Williams show on Monday, and it was so encouraging to have people from all over the country just, you know, I had several ladies just drop me a note to say thank you So it is so exciting to have this event and to be able to bring it forth to this community. Hopefully we'll be able to take it to others. I know that there was a Four Figure Fashion Week in New York. But and I have been contacted by other areas that said we want to do one in our city because, you know, we can't all go to New York. You know, it's great to have grassroots organizations in these different communities because the more people that are participating in it, the more people will know, you know, then more people will be able to come out and be, you know, excited about the events and what needs to be done. And it's very overwhelming sometimes, but I think I'm very excited because of the prospects of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, tell me a little bit about Size. You're the owner of Size Revolution. Tell us a little bit about Size Revolution.
Size Revolution is a new company that I started in 2009. It was started after I had been a plus model in the Southeast because the Southeast is a little more forgiving. I'm only 5'5½" versus 5'10". And so the South is a lot more forgiving because they more about did the average woman versus the traditional woman, the model status that they have in New York. So I modeled a lot in the Southeast, and based on that, I was really like there was never a lot to do at home unless, you know, you knew someone that was actually putting on an event or a show, because what happens is in our community, there may be 50 models but only 5 slots for that one scene. So it's very competitive, and so I decided to start creating more events so that more ladies would have opportunities in our own community versus a lot of traveling to, you know, a lot of Atlanta, a lot of Florida. We're doing a lot more here in our own community.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you said that there were some fashion shows that went on today. There was a fashion show?
Yes, we had a fashion show. We actually modeled to the music of Gisele Grayson. That's the R&B singer I talked about. She is, I would tell people, Google her. The people, you know, the crowd here, I'm like, when you go home and get on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, wherever you got, let them know about Gisele. A lot of people in this community don't, but what has happened is she is getting more popular too. And so we actually modeled to some of, as she sung, we actually had the ladies come out and do, you know, we only had one designer here tonight, and she showcased, I think, 10 pieces maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a what we call a mini fashion show. We're just building up to the huge fashion show. We have about 10 designers that are going to be showcased on Saturday.
And it's 10 plus size designers.
Yes, they're all full figure designers, yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Are they all from Charlotte or are they all from different areas or?
We actually have some designers from California. We have a designer from California, EGG. We have some. We have a designer from Atlanta, Georgia. We have some from this area because we're also using some boutiques. We also have a designer from New York that was actually I wore her fashions on the Wendy Williams show. And then we also have, I think we've just found out we may be adding a designer from Chicago. So we have about 10 designers, and we also have one up-and-coming designer in the show with Bella Floor Shops. She's actually designed vintage jewelry and accessories.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So who's doing the makeup on a fashion show?
That's what I was getting ready to ask, Matthew.
Actually, the makeup, we have some makeup artists that are coming through. I didn't know about you guys. I promised I would have called before the show was over. And they are coming through. We have a couple that have volunteered their time.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that will happen annually?
My goal is for it to happen annually. This is our first show, and it's growing. I think it got a huge boost because of, again, Wendy Williams, but it was just that more people were able to be aware of it. The more people that are aware, we've been in the community, we've been putting out flyers, we're trying to make people really aware of it, and I think people are, because what happens is, even if you know, the show is plus-size women, but it is for anyone, so we're hoping that it grows in each year. This is our first year, but we want to keep growing and getting larger and maybe going to or having a different location.
But you're going to definitely keep it plus-size, no matter how much it grows, it's going to stay a plus-size show.
It is, because we already have fashion weeks that are for the standard models and the standard clothing. We want, you know, if we could possibly incorporate into these, if we can become more mainstream and we start incorporating that, it'd be great. But until then, we're going to keep it plus size.
Gotcha.
That's awesome.
Well, that is awesome. And
why were you asking that, Denise and Janice, because you're skinny to the bone, both of you?
Why were we asking that?
Not.
I'm just kidding.
No. She said as it grows. No, she was talking about growth, and I was just wondering because you know sometimes when things begin to grow, sometimes people start adding other elements to it, and I just wanted to know if it was just gonna, you know, if they were gonna always keep it plus size, because I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's amazing, and it's not even plus size. I wish that one day it would just be called, you know, real size.
Yeah, like real women.
Regular
real
size.
Real size for real women. Yes, definitely.
You know, because there's no.
I hear that complaint all the time with some women. You know, they talk about, you know, Fashion Week or designers always making stuff for skinny women. I mean, you know, everybody can't be plus size, but everybody can't be skinny either. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, wondering, like, why designers don't make larger sizes. I mean, you would think they want to make money, and they would make larger sizes.
Like,
well,
even,
you know,
Dolce and all that. Like, I would like, you know, it'd be great for Gucci to, because let's just say for me, I can't even get a Gucci pant either, not just women. Like, there's nothing for that I can squeeze my size into at all.
Right.
And
that's
so weird.
I can go to different boutiques here in Atlanta, and I can't find anything that will fit me, top or bottom.
Really? Because I know a few designers out of Atlanta, original designers, but I don't know what is the holdup on, you know, promoting, you know, and I think the problem with that is, you know, on the serious side about it, is that it doesn't promote being positive and loving yourself. So if that's all we see, a lot of times these teens grow up and they have the self-esteem issues that start in childhood that they take into adulthood. And so it just festers and grows. And so that's why I do have teen models that I work with, because we try to, you know, give back, because then when you become adult and you can't find anything, you start feeling bad about yourself and you don't want to come out and you get larger and larger, you know, so that's just, I mean, I think it's a terrible cycle that, you know, society has put a lot of full-figured women in, and I guess that's why it's good to have these types of events, too.
Absolutely. Well, okay. We're coming to a close, but Keir, I wanted to ask you if there was anything you wanted to announce, like with the events coming up this week, and then I wanted to ask you as we close, what is beauty to you?
Okay, I'll make my quick announcement. Tomorrow, Friday, October 2nd, we will have a trunk show at Scarlet Plus Size Boutique in Sharon Corners at South Park Mall. And then we're going to come over and join the festivities of the Illusions Beauty Tour from 7 to 9. And then 9 p.m. until we're actually having a party called Five Star Fridays at Allure on Mint Street in downtown Charlotte. And then Saturday we have the Adiva's Favorite Things Expo. And Saturday evening at 7 p.m. we will start the Silhouettes of a Woman fashion show. And the official after party will be hosted at Urban Affair, which is also in downtown Charlotte. So we have a lot of great things. They can go to the website, QCFullFigureFashionWeek.com. And beauty to me is, beauty to me is, beauty is really in the eye of the beholder. It comes in, it's not based on size and it's not based on looks. It's based on how you feel about yourself. What's beautiful to me may not be beautiful to someone else.
Absolutely. And with that note, we'd like to thank you, Kia, for joining us, Kia Duncan, for joining us. And, of course, Maxie.
Bye, everybody. Talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Kia, and we will see you in Charlotte tomorrow.
Yes. Have a good
All
evening.
Right. You
All
too.
Right, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.